keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. A Kansas City first responder stabbed in the chest while transporting a patient. Brandon Dixon reports.
A firefighter paramedic remains in critical condition after being stabbed by a patient early Sunday morning. Happened after emergency responders were called to North Oak and 152 Highway for a routine medical call. While transporting the female patient to St. Luke's Hospital, she stabbed one of the people attending to her. The woman was taken into custody while the male first responder is still in the hospital.
A major housing development has broken ground in Dodge City. United Village will bring 227 new homes to Western Kansas, a relief for the town's ongoing housing crisis. According to the Dodge City Ford County Development Corporation, the city will need 1,400 homes over the next decade. This is Kansas Information Network News.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets. You can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in-store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. High temperatures reach up to 68 today under mainly clear skies, northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, slight chance for storms, lows level off around 51. Storms likely tomorrow, high of 69, cloudy. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 55.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Emporia State wide receiver Tyler Common will get his shot at the NFL. After the conclusion of the 2025 NFL draft on Saturday night, Common signed an undrafted free agent deal with the Indianapolis Colts. The two-time All-American ended his Hornet career as the MIAA record holder for career touchdowns with 54, set the MIAA single-game record for receiving yards with 296. He holds basically every Emporia State single-game, single-season, and career receiving record. His 2024 season earned him first-team AP All-American honors. He finished 2023 as a second-team AP All-American. The Hayesville, Kansas native led Division II in receiving yards per game, receptions per game, and career touchdowns. His 1,488 receiving yards and 20 touchdowns in 2024 set Emporia State's single-season records. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors. Nick's Pasture Clearing LLC. If what you need done involves a skid steer, give Nick's Pasture Clearing North of Downs a call. And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
Monday was a big golf day for area athletes as Beloit traveled to Salina for the Southeast of Saline Invitational held at the Old Elks Club, better known as Great Life Golf and Fitness. Council Grove won at 332, Heston was second, 347, Beloit was third, 351, Republic County was fourth, 369, Minneapolis ninth with 420. Drew Buchanan of Council Grove shot a 71 to win it. J.J. Sloan was second for Beloit at 80, Gunner Gray was 15th with an 89, Hudson Remus and Carter Germer tied for 17th with a 9. 91. Jackson Chaney shot 94 and Grant Larson shot 98. At the Concordia Invitational, Concordia won at 316, Marysville 320, Rock Creek 330, Abilene 344, Wamego 348, Clay Center 353, Smith Center 387. Mason Rader of Marysville won it with a 74. Smith Center scores included Corey Weltmer, 27th place with a 91, Brody Seidler 96, Cole Kirkhoff 96, Carson Sass 104, Cutter McDowell 108, and Maddox Peterson with a 109. Boy, baseball last night at Republic County, their record now 9-5 after two straight wins, 16-0 and 17-0. Riley Hilt was 6-for-7 at the plate with two doubles, four RBI and five runs. Paxton Fouts continues to hit the ball well, going 3-for-6 with two doubles, a four RBI and four runs. Pitchers Joel Rexroth, Jackson Weston combined for two hits, zero earned runs, 17 strikeouts and nine innings. The Beloit baseball will host Thursday on May the 2nd. What will go down as the Beloit volleyball rule, the traditional two-day format for state volleyball will now be played across 3 days for classes 6A, 5A, 4A, 3A, 2A, and 1A. Division 1, there will be still be 2 days of competition for each classification, but of the three sites with two classifications, the teams there will alternate days of pool play with the top two teams from each pool advancing to all play for semifinals, consolation finals on Saturday. The 1A, D2 state volleyball format will remain the same. Sarah Smith, the volleyball executive director, says this decision is really centered around what is best for the student athletes. The traditional two-day format puts student athletes in a situation where we are competing well into the night, sometimes at midnight. This allows for teams to be well-rested before the most important match of the year. If you'll remember, the last couple of years, Beloit started the last match of pool play at 11:45 p.m. On Thursday and Friday, schedule format even-numbered classification 6A, 4A, 2A will play on Thursday during even-numbered years. Odd-numbered classifications 5A, 3A, 1A, Division 1 will play on Thursday during odd-numbered years. Whoever does not play Thursday will play the same time schedule format. Note, the changes of the format will include 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., so the matches will be done by 3:30 on a lot of times. Beloit and 3A and Smith Center and 2A were starting their pool play at 3 o'clock and getting done, or starting near midnight. Saturday schedule format, even number classification 6A, 4A, 2A will play bracket play in the morning during even numbered years. Odd numbered classifications 5A, 3A, 1A, Division 1 will bracket play in the morning during odd numbered years. 1A, Division 2 will keep their current schedule format. This is a much needed and great change for volleyball, especially Beloit and Smith Center, who have played at midnight in the past at the state tournament. This has been John Bowden, 94.1 Z96.3 Sports.